You're listening to a Sunday service podcast from First Universalist Church of Minneapolis, a faith community that welcomes, affirms, and protects the light in each human heart, listens deeply to where love is calling us next, and with humility, courage, and compassion, works to create a more just world. To learn more, visit us at firstuniversalistchurch.org.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Traditions, the 40 days leading up to this day that some of us know as Easter, many of us know as Easter, has no mention of the word Hallelujah. They save it. They wait for it. Wait patiently, sometimes impatiently. And then on Easter morning, after 40 long days, finally the sound comes up in their song. Let's join in that tradition. Alleluia means a whole lot of things. Praise be, let us celebrate. The morning is fantastic because we are in it. Alleluia, let us sing.
Alleluia.
Would you wait until you see my hands get to you or you hear the voice get to you nearby? Wait until that moment, and then you may sing Alleluia on your own time, in your own way. It can be fast, it can be slow, it can be loud, and it can be quiet, any way you like. And you can switch in between. That's part of the party. Okay, you ready? Okay, that was like seven people. You ready?
Yes.
Oh, yes, hallelujah, exactly, exactly. Here we go. Okay, no hands.
Hallelujah.
Good morning, congregation. Good morning, and welcome to First Universalist Church. It is a joy to gather with you this morning. Today is a day that we tell an old story that's important to our Christian siblings in faith. The story of Jesus and what happened at the end of his life and after. But that isn't the only story we're telling today. Every time we gather, we are bringing together all of our stories. Some that we tell out loud, and some that we hold in our hearts and only tell to ourselves. And this month, we've been telling stories about humility, which is like being a really good team player in a game. Imagine that you're playing a game with your friends and you win. Instead of bragging about how great you are, humility means you say, "I did my best, but everyone played well." It's about being proud of what you do, but also respecting others and not making them feel bad. So humility is like being happy for yourself while also cheering for others. Can you find that feeling in yourself? Or think about a time when you felt that way? Jen, I wonder if you would come up and help to light our chalice. We light this chalice as a symbol of our faith, the light of truth, the warmth of community, and the fire of commitment, to try to live our lives in ways that are kind to ourselves and kind to each other and kind to the earth. Will you join me in saying our chalice lighting words? Love is the spirit of this church, and service is its law. This is our great covenant, to dwell together in peace, to seek the truth in love, and to help one another. Thank you. And with that spirit in our hearts, that spirit of caring for one another, I'd like to share a story with you. It's called My Shadow is Purple. My dad has a shadow that's blue as a berry, and my mom's is as pink as a blossoming cherry. There's only those choices, a two or a one, but mine is quite different. It's both and it's none. If theirs are straight, then mine is a circle, for my shadow's different. My shadow is purple. My shadow loves playing with all sorts of toys, things loved by girls and things loved by boys. I dance with the pinks as they turn and spin, and play sports with the blues as they lose and they win. Some of my friends think I'm simply confused, but the thing I love most is not having to choose. Some tell me I'm blue, only blue can be strong, but my mom's strong too, so I think that they're wrong. Some tell me I'm pink, 'cause pink's the most caring, but dad's always crying and loving and sharing. Why can't I love sport and dancing and trains and ponies and glitter and engines and planes? Why must I choose and exclude all the rest? I love choosing both because both is the best. And now it is time for the greatest event. The school dance is here. The invite's been sent. I'm ready to rock. And I'm feeling cute. I might. Because my mom, we're gonna roll the stone a little bit later. My mom made my skirt, and my dad made my suit. I bounce through the door and gasp as I enter. The room split in two right down the center. Blue shadows go left and pink shadows go right. Once we're split up, we'll kickstart this night. Everyone laughs as they head to their zones, and right in the middle, I'm left all alone. I look to the left where the shadows are blue. They wave me over, saying, "You are blue too." Then I look to the right as I struggle to think. They call me over, "Come on, you are pink." The teacher walks up looking rather amused. "I know you are different, but now you must choose." My heart just starts racing, and tears fill my eyes. I know I must choose, but don't understand why. The room has gone quiet, and everyone's looking. My cheeks are so red, they feel like they're cooking. If I cannot be purple, then I cannot stay. "I'll leave and go home," I quietly say. I slowly start walking. My legs are like jello. A voice breaks the silence. "My shadow is yellow." My eyes open wide, my shadow, it gawks. A child walks to the middle, looks up, and talks. "There's more than two colors our shadows can be. I was too scared before, but blue is not me. I know from outside blue fits like a glove, but my shadow's yellow, which to me feels like love." They turn with a smile and take hold of my hand. "Who wants to join us? There's room here to stand." At first, no one moves. Then a hand's in the air. "My shadow's as brown as a big grizzly bear. My shadow is red. Mine's silver. Mine's green. Mine's violet. Mine's orange. Mine's aquamarine." They all rush to join us, whatever their color. Blue, pink, and purple, and shadows called other. I look at each shadow. No two are the same. On each happy face, there's no trace of shame. Each different and special and fully unique. No colors stronger and no colors weak. The teacher comes over as we're joined as one. "Whatever your color, start dancing. Have fun." And that, dear ones, is what we are about here. Each of us knowing the color of our shadow, even as it grows and sometimes might even change color as we get to know ourselves better. In this kaleidoscope of colors, we gather. Joining us in the dance this morning are Dr. Glenn Thomas, Allison, Jen, Ashley, Mark, Olu and John making the technology work, and all of you. Take a moment, if you haven't already, look around and see who is amongst us this morning, particularly if you snuck in, and we can wave to the folks on Zoom. Hey, Zoom. And adding to the color in our sanctuary are these lovely flowers behind me. These flowers are a gift from Kim Kammeyer, arranged by Betty DeMars and the Visual Arts Committee. They're a gift from Kim, a gift to honor the memory of her wife, Susan, who died 4 years ago, right as everything in our lives closed up because of COVID-19. And they are also here to honor all that we have experienced these last 4 years. The loss, the sadness, the ways that we have found smiles in unexpected places. These flowers remind us of the stories of those people, and so they are also part of the stories that are here with us today. Each of our stories is important. Each of our stories matters. We work to hear and listen to each of our stories, to each other's stories, and find ways to bring them together too. So come, let us worship together, and let us sing together again.
You ready? No. Okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's that? Oh, I was thinking positive when I woke up this morning.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if everybody's ready. Okay. You'll see in a minute. You'll see in a minute what I'm talking about. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Sing and rejoice.
Sing and rejoice.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Sing and rejoice.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing and rejoice.
Excellent, excellent. That's so well done. Will you sing the Alleluia? And will you sing the Sing and Rejoice? One, two, three. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Sing and rejoice. One more time. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Sing and rejoice. Sing and rejoice. Alleluia. Sing and rejoice, hallelujah. Sing and rejoice, hallelujah. Sing and rejoice, hallelujah. Sing and rejoice. So let's sing and rejoice, hallelujah. Sing and rejoice, hallelujah. Sing and rejoice, hallelujah. Sing and rejoice. I love the robustness of that sing and rejoice right at the end. That's fantastic. Keep it. Press the save button. Okay. Now, here's the only other part that you need to add. And you really need to add it. When it's your turn to sing, would you rise? Now, rising happens in a lot of ways. Rising can look like this. Rising can look like this. Rising can look like this. And when it is not your turn to sing, when your turn is over, would you de-rise? De-rising can look like this. De-rising can look like this. De-rising can look like this. Okay? So, when it's my turn to sing, I
rise.
And when it's not my turn to sing, I yes, that should be in the dictionary. I'm sending a letter. Okay. Okay, you ready to go? Okay, we got this. We got, see, positive. One, two, three.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Sing and rejoice. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Sing and rejoice. Sing and rejoice. Alleluia, sing and rejoice. Alleluia, sing and rejoice. Alleluia, sing and rejoice.
Alleluia, sing and rejoice. Yeah, one, two, three.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Sing and rejoice. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Sing and rejoice. Sing.
I'm going to invite all of our children and youth to come on up. Anyone under 18, come on up here. Plenty of seats. You can bring a grown-up. Come on up. You can sit up here on this fun carpet. You can sit on this bench in front. Find a seat, your favorite seat. Anywhere in here, you can sit here. You can sit on the bench. You can sit on the floor. Thanks, folks. Thanks for coming up. You're going to help me with a very important teaching moment for all of the grown-ups who might not know it as well as you do. So what we're talking about today, come on up. Come on up at any time. What we're talking about today is stories. And Reverend Arif was just talking about knowing our own stories, the stories about ourselves, about our desires and our gender identity, about the people that we love, the people who support us. It's also important for us to tell those stories to one another. Know each other's stories. And sometimes people have very different stories about the same event or the same thing. Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever had a story about something and then you found out it was totally different than someone else's story, even if they were there? This happens to me and my wife all the time. Just this morning, I was asking her to hand me a sweater. I said, "Can you hand me that blue sweater?" "What blue sweater?" "The blue sweater on the chair." "Blue sweater on the chair." "The chair, it's right in front of you, the blue sweater." "Oh, you mean your green sweater." We had this moment where I thought it was blue and she thought it was green, and we just totally misunderstood each other. And this happens to us all the time in different ways. For example, today we're talking about Easter. Now, the Christian story of Easter is very specific. Jesus died and Jesus rose from the dead. But different people of different religious traditions tell very different stories about Easter. For example, our Muslim siblings who follow the Quran might believe that Jesus was actually taken directly to the divine, and instead someone else was substituted for Jesus and that person was killed. That's a very different story. For some of our Jewish relatives, their story about Easter might be one of a fear or anxiety due to the fact that anti-Jewish actions and language can increase in the week leading up to Easter. That's also a very different story. Well, sometimes it can feel very hard to see the world as someone else sees it, to get into their story. But that's what we're going to practice today. We're all going to practice together. We're going to practice seeing what someone else thinks is beautiful. So in order to do that, I'm going to need 6 volunteers. I'm going to tell you what you're volunteering for first. Very key learning. This is going to be a constant thread. So I need 3 volunteers who are going to be my guides, okay? And then I need 3 volunteers who are going to follow those guides with their eyes closed. So I want you to think about if you want to be a guide or if you want to follow with your eyes closed. So if you want to be a guide, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. All right, come on up. All right, your eyes are open. Come on up, stand up here. If you want to follow with your eyes, come on up. If you want to follow with your eyes closed, raise your hand. Yeah, come on, Joe. Yeah, come on. Come on, you want to follow with your eyes closed? All right, partner up. Can you partner with you? You two be partners? Your partners, you're going to have your eyes closed. Can you two partner up? Can you two partner up? Mm-hmm. Now I want... Yeah, Joe's gonna, you're going to close your eyes, okay? So if you are leading, I want you to stand, and I want the follower to put their hand on your shoulder. So if you're following, can you put your hand on their shoulder? Your hand on their shoulder? All right. Can you put your hand on their shoulder? All right. So here's the direction. Yeah, that works. Okay. Here's the direction. I want the leaders to look around the sanctuary and find something you think is beautiful. Okay, look around the sanctuary, find something you think is beautiful. Now I want the followers to also look around the sanctuary and find something you think is beautiful. You can look anywhere in the sanctuary, but here's the boundaries, right? Safe games have boundaries. Can't go through the doors, can't go up the steps. You can look at stuff up here, but you can't actually go up the steps with our eyes closed. That's not the Easter we want. So here's what I'm going to invite. So if you're the follower, close your eyes. If you're the leader, get ready to walk. And your goal is to get your follower in front of something you think is beautiful. Jen, can you grab a pair? Arif, can you grab a pair? And Mark, can you grab a pair? And they are going to walk with you. All right. go ahead. Leaders, go and walk slower than you think you need to. Direct your followers in front of something that you think is beautiful. Nice work. Nice work. Nice work. I wonder what it's going to be. I am so curious. And once you found your space, you can stop. Once you found your spot that's beautiful, you can pause. Person with your eyes closed, keep your eyes closed. That might be the hardest job here. Keep your eyes closed. It's going to be a surprise. All right. Arif's group is ready. So the leader, when you're ready for your follower to open their eyes, you can say click, and they're going to open their eyes like a camera. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Click.
All right. And now what did you see? What are you looking at? What's beautiful?
A flower.
A flower.
No, flowers and the fire.
A flowers and the fire. Now, is that what you had picked out that you thought was beautiful in the sanctuary?
Yeah.
Is it the same thing that you thought?
It was the fire.
And the fire?
The fire.
Say it into the mic.
It was the fire, but there was no flowers.
It was. So you thought it was just the fire, but there's no flowers. But you saw flowers.
I saw the flowers. It's just that I thought the fire was beautiful.
You saw the flowers, but you thought the fire was beautiful. This is perfect.
Yes.
So you're, yes. So you're looking at the same thing, but you saw different things. That's so interesting. All right, you stay here, and Reverend Arif is going to walk the microphone back to Mark's group back there. I'm so curious about what they're looking at. All right, now my leader, when you are ready for your follower to open their eyes, you say click, and they're going to flash their eyes. You ready?
Click.
One, two, three.
Click.
Click. All right, what are you looking at?
This.
What is that?
The hearing loop.
Yeah, you're looking at the hearing loop. You're looking at a sign for a hearing loop, which help folks in our sanctuary hear better through technology. Now, is that what you thought was going to be beautiful?
Yes.
That's what you thought. How about your followers? Is that what your follower thought was going to be beautiful?
Yeah, I guess.
Is that what you had chosen out of the whole sanctuary?
Yeah.
Yeah, you chose the same thing? That's pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing. I love that. So in this case, you looked around the sanctuary, you saw the same thing, and you said, that is beautiful. That is awesome. All right, Mark, can you pass the microphone over to Reverend Jen over there? Or to our last crew, I wonder what they're going to be looking at. I am so curious. What do you think they're looking at?
First, we're going to, can you close your eyes again and point him toward what you thought was beautiful, if you're okay with that. Okay.
All right. When you're ready, you can say click.
Open his eyes,
click.
Say, all right.
All right. What do you see?
The green cup.
The green cup.
Nice job.
You see the green cup. And is that what you had thought was going to be beautiful?
No, I saw the Apple computer. I'm pretty sure it's a MacBook.
The Apple computer! Yes! You knew it! So you're looking at the same thing, and someone saw a cup, and someone saw a computer. But are they both beautiful? What do we think? Are they both beautiful? Yeah, they're both beautiful. All right, come on back up, folks. Come on back up. Let's wrap up here. Thank you so much. You can all have your eyes open now. Just going to make the return journey a little quicker and less hazardous. You knew it was the computer?
I know my brother.
That's, because you know your brother. Yes, so sometimes when we know each other better, it makes it easier for us to see from their perspective. So what we just did and practiced, you can do at home. You can do with your family. You can do with your friends. You can say, I wonder how you see this. I wonder the same thing that happened, the same thing we saw. I wonder how that was for you. And that is one small way that we can help each other learn one another's stories. Thank you so much for helping me. You can return to your seats. Thank you.
My name is Ashley. I'm one of your ministers. This is the time when we hold what is beautiful for ourselves, for each other, and we hold what is hard for ourselves and for each other. And we're going to hold something first that is both of those things, at least in the world we live in. We are going to offer a blessing for our beloved trans and non-binary members and friends and family members of those who are trans and non-binary. So if you would receive that blessing best by being super visible, because it is Trans Day of Visibility, please rise. And if you would want to crawl under the pew with that idea, and you identify as trans or non-binary or a family member of a trans or non-binary beloved, I would invite you to stay seated if that is more comfortable. This is about receiving something in a way that works for you. Does anyone want to answer that invitation to rise? All right. Let us warm up our blessing hands. This is how we remember that we hold power called love that we cannot see, but we can feel it. It warms us. It glows inside of us. Let us pray now. Transcendent love of the universe, you who move us beyond the boundaries of binaries, you who grow within our very bodies into our most flourishing and fabulous selves. You who queer our beings into beacons of justice in this world. You who raise us up against the violence of laws, limiting access to the healthcare that is our liberation and the bathrooms that are our birthright. We pray to your infinite wisdom that dwells alive always in trans and non-binary bodies. We bless our risen and rising trans and non-binary beloveds as we are blessed by them this day and always. May it be so. May we make it so. Amen. And now I open up the circle to receive all that would be lighter if carried among us, and all that would grow in joy if shared among us. You may speak those aloud, you may put them in the chat. And to hold them together, we will say simply in response, you are not alone, we are holding it together. Let us pray. For your family that's moving here next week, you are not alone. We are holding it together.
For my brother who lives in Indiana, he's got ongoing Parkinson's.
For your brother living with Parkinson's, yeah. Steve, you are not alone. We are holding it together. Oh, you are not alone. We are holding it together. You are not alone. We are holding it together. For your sister's mother-in-law who recently passed and all who remember her, you are not alone. We are holding it together. For your colleague David who died way too young, you are not alone. We are holding it together. Prayers for our beloved Auntie Marty dealing with pain from cancer and treatments, and Uncle Gene the caregiver, from Paul and M and Odin and Truman. You are not alone. We are holding it together. For all that rests quietly on our hearts, let us speak a word of response now. You are not alone. We are holding it together. Let us hold it together now as we sing.